This is Ozark Newsline. I'm Randy Allen in for Gary B. An undercover operation that dates back to the summer of 2010 has resulted in the arrest of two individuals in Mountain View. Azra Sweeney and Elizabeth Sweeney were arrested yesterday and charged on five separate counts of delivery of a controlled substance, including marijuana and methamphetamines. Both individuals are now residents of the Stone County Jail. Bond for Azra Sweeney set for $20,000. Elizabeth Sweeney's bond set for $10,000. The operation that led to these arrests was a combined effort of the Arkansas State Police and the Mountain View Police Department. Police in Pocahontas say the deaths of a man and a woman whose bodies were found in a burned home are being investigated as possible homicides. The bodies were found early Sunday after the fire was extinguished and had been sent to the State Crime Laboratory in Little Rock for positive identification and to determine the cause of death. Interim Police Chief Cecil Tackett told the media that the cause of fire has not yet been determined. Tackett said an incident at the house several weeks ago helped lead to the homicide investigation. He declined, however, to reveal the nature of that incident. He also said that no one's been identified as a suspect in the case. Arkansas is launching a $2.2 million program to allow public and private fleets to apply for rebates to purchase or convert vehicles that rely on compressed natural gas. Governor Mike Beebe and state officials announced today the Compressed Natural Gas Conversion Rebate Program funded by the federal stimulus. The program is open to state agencies, higher education institutions, cities, counties, school districts, and private fleets with at least 10 vehicles. Recipients can receive up to $25,000 per vehicle with a limit of 20% of the rebate fund per entity. The rebates are available until December or until the fund is depleted. Beebe also announced that $470,000 from state funds would go toward the development of two compressed natural gas refueling stations around the state. A note for White County, a burn ban has been implemented, or until such time that White County has received significant rain. This according to White County Judge Michael Lincoln. White County now under a burn ban until further notice. Events for the White River Water Carnival in Batesville this weekend. Tonight, featuring the Batesville's Outstanding Teen Contest, as well as the Miss Batesville Pageant and the Miss White River Talent Competition. Tonight's activities also include the River City Car Show and Street Dance from 8 until 10 p.m. on Main Street in Batesville. The event sponsored by the River City Cruisers. Tomorrow, Riverside Park opens with vendors at 9 a.m. The Water Carnival's Grand Parade rolls down Main Street starting at 10 with the Wet Zone 2. Then it's back at Riverside Park at 1 p.m. for Kid Zone, sponsored by the Citizens Bank. Area groups will be performing on the Park Amphitheater stage as well. That all leads up to 5 p.m. when White River's Got Talent hits the stage, sponsored by First Community Bank and Bad Boy Mowers and ATVs. Then Danny Dozier and friends hit the stage at 7:15 with the headliner Cross and Dixon set to go at 8:30. Earlier Saturday, 9 a.m. to be exact, the J.K. Sutherland Golf Classic tees off at the course at Eagle Mountain. And this year's White River Water Carnival Dance set for the Batesville Country Club at 8 o'clock featuring the Jokers with Sarah Jo Roark and Penny Wolf. That's a look at your Ozark Newsline. In for Gary B., I'm Randy Allen, and now you are up to date.